The Field Test Milk, Cheese, and Ice Cream Divisions of National Dairy present the Field Test Village Store, starring Jack Carson, with Eve Arden and Dave Willock, Frank Duvall and his orchestra, Eileen Wood, the Starlighters, and yours truly, Hi Aberbach. Now, here he is, Jack Carson. And now, if this was the Joyce Jordan program, we would take you to the operating room at the General Hospital. But since it isn't, we take you to the living room of Jack Carson, North Hollywood's answer to South Hollywood. Here he is, talking to Eve Arden.
Gee, Jack, where'd you get that beautiful suntan?
I was down at the beach yesterday, Eve. It was wonderful, and you should have seen one of the girls down there. Everybody on the beach was staring at her.
My goodness, what was she wearing?
Clothes. And Eve, I've never seen so many people at the beach before.
Crowded, huh?
Eve, I know you won't believe this, but there was such a crowd that people were in layers. On the bottom were the children. The second layer were their mothers.
What was the top layer?
Peanut butter. Oh, I'm telling you, Eve, that beach was delicious. But it's so hot here in the house. Why don't we go down to the YWCA for a swim?
Jack, you couldn't go swimming at the YWCA.
Why not?
They haven't got a pool.
Oh, I'm just kidding, Eve. We'll go swimming down at the ocean. Come on, I'll show you how to do the Australian crawl.
I know 400 Australians, and I never saw one of them crawl.
Well, Frank Duvall. Eve, remind me to fix that hole in the screen.
Frank, Jack and I were talking about swimming. Do you ever go down to the beach?
Oh, sure. I love peanut butter.
Please.
I went swimming down at the beach yesterday, and it's kind of tough. They don't allow you to change your clothes on the beach anymore.
Hmm. Well, where'd you change them, Frank?
On the bus going down.
Oh, that's silly, and nobody asked you to join this conversation. Now, take your bald head out of here.
Bald head. Always my bald head. I'd like to tell the people listening in that I'm not really bald, just that I'm too tall for my hair.
I got more hair on my little finger than you have in your whole head.
Oh, Jack, don't be so hard on Frank. After all, he never bothers you.
He's always picking on me. Someday the worm will turn, and this will be the Frank Duvall Show with Jack Carson and his orchestra.
But I don't know anything about music.
Then you're fired. Thank you, and good night, Jack Carson.
What a character, Eve. But he's no help on a warm day.
Jack, why don't you make a nice, cool drink for us, huh?
Hey, that's my idea. I'll just step behind my little bar here.
Hey, that's a very cute bar, Jack.
Yeah. I made it myself back in high school at manual training. It started out to be a floor lamp. That kills me. Well, I better get busy and make that nice, cool drink. Now, let me see. First, a little grapefruit juice. Then a little... kicker. A little carrot juice. Then a little kicker. Then a little prune juice. Then a little kicker. Then a little orange juice. And another little kicker. Then a little...
Wait a minute, Jack. What's that kicker?
Peanut butter. Oh, never mind. Here, have a glass of milk.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Jack. Miss Arden.
Well, Dave, you look nice and cool.
Oh, yeah. I keep cool with my hobby. I collect models.
Well,
Jack, model train.
Oh.
Dave, help me pick up Jack's face, huh?
Dave, you really have model train?
Yeah, and I got a surprise for you, Jack. For the past month, I've been building a little model engine. I got it right here in this box.
A model engine for me?
Yeah.
Put it down on the floor, Dave. Let's see how it works.
Okay. No, this is a great hobby, Jack. Here, I'll line the little engine up. There she goes. I guess I wound it a little too tight.
Say, that's enough hobby for today. It's too warm.
Yeah, it is. Well, I gotta go now, Jack. I gotta see the doctor about this bump on my head.
Say, that is quite a bump, Dave. Where'd you get it?
Diving at the YWCA.
Run along. long, Dave.
Okay, I'll see you later.
Say, Jack, I've got an idea how to keep cool. Let's go down to the park and rent a canoe.
What?
You know, one of those little canoes.
Me rent a canoe? Jack Carson, the old sea dog? Captain Carson? The man who has sailed the seven seas in a 50-foot Errol Flynn? Captain Carson loves the ocean.
You a captain? You get seasick when you open a box of saltwater taffy?
Stop kidding, Eve. Well, I was born on a boat in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean.
Oh, you don't know the port from the poop deck.
Somebody call me?
No, nobody called you, Duvall. Eve, I don't see why you don't believe me. My whole family followed the sea. Why, my grandfather, Rockbound Carson, was a lighthouse keeper.
Really?
Yep. Yeah. When he first got the job, they told him to watch the light. He stood there and he watched it go round and round and round and round. It was pretty awful.
What happened?
He screwed himself into the floor. Oh, the sea. I got the ocean in my blood.
That's what the girls around town have been saying.
About me?
Mm-hmm.
That I've got the ocean in my blood?
Yeah, they say that Jack Carson is very nice at high tide, but watch out for that undertow.
Very funny. See, let's all get out of the ocean. I'll rent one of those big yachts, and I'll show you what I know about the sea.
Oh, that sounds like fun,
yeah. Jack. Everybody go home and put on sailing clothes. We're off to the briny deep.
How seafaring can you get?
I can't wait till I stand on that captain's bridge and feel the salt spray on my weather-beaten face. You feel that boat going up and down, and rolling from side to side, up and down, side to side, up, up. Eve.
Yes, Jack?
I don't feel so good.
Field test singing star Eileen Woods with What's Good About Goodbye.
What's good about goodbye? What's fair about farewell? You know, nothing can come from such a broken spell.
Thank you, Eileen Woods. You know, the other day I asked a friend of mine who was rather famous for her dinner parties, why do you serve Kraft Cottage cheese so often? Her answer? Well, quick as a wink, she said, why, I serve Kraft Cottage cheese because it's the cottage cheese that's prized for freshness. I'm really fussy about the foods I serve, And I found that Kraft cottage cheese tasted so creamy and fresh, really fresh. Well, I wasn't a bit surprised, for that's the way truly fine cottage cheese ought to taste. Delicately fresh, creamy, delicious. Now, it's only natural that Kraft cottage cheese should taste so good, for those folks at Kraft know more about fine cheese than anyone in the world. Every day, Kraft makes a fresh batch of this delicious cottage cheese, and according to the seal test standard of quality. That's right, Kraft makes this cheese fresh every day. Then this newly made cheese is quickly packed into sanitary paper cups, sealed tight for your protection, and hurried away in trucks to food stores. And not ordinary trucks, mind you, but refrigerated trucks. It's no wonder that Kraft is the cottage cheese that's prized for freshness. Yes, when you buy cottage cheese, be sure you get the kind labeled Kraft. That's the cottage cheese that's so cool and delicate and delicious. That's the kind that's prized for freshness. Kraft cottage cheese.
Sailing, sailing over the bounding main. 15 men on a dead man's chest. Yo-ho-ho, and a bottle of seal test milk.
Well, Dave, are you ready for our sea voyage?
Well, I sure am, Jack. Look, I even brought along my lucky rabbit's foot to bring us luck.
But, Dave, this rabbit's foot is all smashed.
Oh, I know. I had it in my pocket the day I was run over by that truck.
Dave, how do you like my sailing outfit?
Boy, you sure look good in that turtleneck sweater, Jack. I can see your muscles ripple. Boy, I wish I was built like that.
What's the matter? Don't your muscles ripple, Dave?
Only when the wind blows.
Well, I wouldn't worry, Dave. The sea air will make a new man out of you.
A new man? Where?
Oh, hello, Eve.
First Mate Arden reporting, sir.
Gee, you look cute.
Thank you, Jack. I knew I'd need some sailing togs, so I went over to Pierre's. He had a beautiful little number for $750. Then I went to Saks Fifth Avenue, and they had a dandy little nautical number for $390.
Mm-hmm. Where'd you get the outfit you're wearing?
Navy surplus, a buck and a half.
Eve, you're going to make some guy a wonderful sailor. Well, I guess we're about ready to start for the harbor.
I'm not.
Why? What's the matter with you, Frank?
I bought some seasick pills, and they don't work.
How do you know?
Well, I ate a whole box of them, and I still didn't get seasick.
Stop it, will you, please? You know nothing about the ocean.
That's what he thinks. I was once swallowed by a whale. I lived in there for a year.
You lived inside a whale for a year?
Yes, it was very comfortable. I had three rooms, the living room, a bedroom, and a kidney.
Frank, I can see that you're going to be a great help on this trip, in case we run out of live bait. Well, let's go, everybody.
Say, Jack, you know, it's pretty hot out at your ranch in the valley. Why don't you call Mr. Hankins, your hired man? Maybe he'd like a little sea air. Hmm?
An excellent suggestion. I'll give him a ring. Hand me that phone, will you? Thanks. Hello, operator. Operator, give me Calabasas 847, ring 3.
Hello!
Hello, Mr. Hankins. This is Jack Carson. Is it hot out there in the ranch?
Hot? Well, Mr. Carson, you won't believe this, but it's so hot the hens hold the eggs under the cold water before they sit on them.
That sounds pretty hot.
Well, this morning the cow gave 10 quarts of steam.
See, the cow must be pretty warm.
Yeah. I took her down to the beach for a swim yesterday.
You took the cow on the beach?
Yep. Bought her a 5-piece bathing suit.
Mr. Hankins, how'd you like to get away from the ranch? How'd you like to get away from the ranch and go sailing on a yacht?
A what?
A yacht. Yacht. Y-O-T. Yacht. Why don't you come with us, Mr. Hankins? You must be pretty warm out in the ranch.
Oh, it ain't so bad. I'm running around in my Hawaiian overalls.
Oh, I see. Well, so long, Mr. Hankins.
Aloha, Mr. Carson.
Come on, everybody. Let's get down to the pier at Santa Monica.
Oh, boy, Santa Monica. I hope Veronica with her harmonica.
Thank you.
The salt air is great down here.
Yes, it is, Jack.
Hey, Eve.
Yeah? What'd you say, Jack?
Listen. They're playing our song. See if we can find a boat to rent.
Hey, Jack, there's a boat. Why don't we rent that one?
Dave, that's the Wilshire bus.
Jack, it's in the water.
So what? It's a hot day. Now, let's see about renting a boat.
You want to rent a boat?
Yes, yes. Have you got any?
This is the place. Just look at the one here on the dock. Just look on those trim lines. One of the best boats here. 70 feet long, got a 12-foot beam, twin diesel engine, sleep 12, got a complete galley, 3 masts, and full rig sail.
Gee, that's a beauty. What you doing here in the dock?
So good in the water.
Why not?
On the bottom, it's peanut butter.
Now, we haven't got all day. How about a boat?
Hey, wait a minute. Didn't I see you some places before?
Maybe. My name is Jack Carson.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You are going to buy that butcher shop on Main Street.
No. I'm Jack Carson. You've seen me in the movies, haven't you?
Yes! Take my advice. Buy that butcher shop.
That's about enough. How about running that boat?
Boat, the open sea. I never forget the first time I went around the horn. Was New Year's Eve at the Palladium.
Oh, fine. Even this guy is a sailor.
What are you talking? I'm not a sailor. Look at this tattoo on my chest.
On your chest? Wow, a native girl in a grass skirt.
Yeah. And you know what you see when you hold it up to the light?
What?
My ribs. But that's enough choking. You want to rent a boat?
That's right.
All right, I rent you one. But remember, you can only take a boat out to the 3-mile mark. You can't go no further.
Why not? Since when does somebody own the ocean?
Since last week. Howard Hughes bought it. Okay, now we're going to look on the boat. I got here a schooner, a barge, a PT boat.
You don't have to spell it. I know all about boats. Hey, about this ship there.
Oh, that's a fine craft. That happens to be the sister ship of the Queen Mary.
The sister ship, huh? That's the most beat-up looking little boat I ever saw.
Yeah, I know. Her sister was very mean to her.
Baby face, you got the cutest little baby face. There's not another one could take your place. Baby face, my poor heart is jumping.
You sure have started something, baby face.
I'm up in heaven when I'm in your fond embrace. I didn't need a shove, cause I just fell in love with your pretty baby face.
You like the rosy cheeks, the turned up nose, curly hair, goodness knows.
Hey, baby, you could win with me. Your ginger peachy and your golly gee. Baby face, I'm in heaven in your fun, fun, fun embrace. I didn't need a shove when I fell in love with your pretty baby face.
Just as the starlight is a Frank the Ball Steel Best Orchestra. Now, here's a chat from your own community I'd like you to meet.
Thank you, Jack. This is Frank Barton with a word for the homemakers. If every once in a while you run out of ideas of what to serve your family, don't forget Kraft's delicious cottage cheese offers a welcome variety to any menu. Serve it as a side dish along with the meat course. Serve it mixed with fresh fruit. Serve it alone with salad greens. And be sure you try all 3 kinds of Kraft's creamy, fresh-tasting Kraft cottage cheese. There's Kraft's cream cottage cheese, fluffy and tender and delicate. There's Kraft's country-style cottage cheese, the finer textured kind with real farm-fresh goodness. and Kraft cottage cheese with garden fresh chives blended right into it. All three varieties have that delicious flavor that tastes so cool and creamy fresh. All three varieties are prized for freshness. Yes, for cottage cheese at its most delicious best. Buy the kind labeled Kraft.
Jack, are you sure you know how to sail this boat?
Why, sure. I told you before, I'm an old sea dog. I've had plenty of experience at sea. In fact, once I was marooned on a desert island with a beautiful girl. And then one day a ship came to rescue us.
What did you do?
We hid in the jungle. That's when I wrote Nature Boy.
Hey, Captain Jack, let's shove off.
Okay. Are you ready, First Mate Willock?
Aye, aye, sir.
Ready, Second Mate Averback?
Aye, aye, sir.
Ready, Third Mate Duvall?
Scudder who, scudder hey.
All right, now hear this. Stand by to cast off. Heave up the anchor. Close the portholes. Swab the deck. Take the swab. Batten on the hatches and raise the flag in the meter.
Captain Jack, shall I hoist the sail?
No, I'll do that myself. That's the captain's job. Here goes.
Now be careful, Jack. You'll hurt yourself.
Don't be silly.
Silly.
Jack, look out. The master's going to hit you in the head.
What?
See, he's out cold. Captain Jack. Captain Blackjack.
Who wants Captain Blackjack? Captain Blackjack, the scourge of the Spanish Main. The blackest pirate sheik that ever lived. Captain Blackjack, star of stage, screen, and the Caribbean. What do you want?
Well, it's the men, sir. There's talk of mutiny.
Mutiny? But why?
It's the food, sir.
What's the matter with the food?
There ain't none.
In that case, give them double portions.
Gee, Captain Blackjack, you got a heart of vigoro. But I think you better talk to them.
Very well, let's go up on deck.
All right, quiet, men. Quiet, men. Captain Blackjack will speak to you.
Men, I understand that some of you are dissatisfied. You there. Aren't you happy? Come, man, speak up. Are you happy?
No, sir.
Give that man 40 lashes and a box of Forever Yours. Now, anybody else?
I got a lady in a lifeboat, Doctor.
That'll do.
Hey, Captain. Captain, we've been at sea for 180 days. I haven't seen my wife for 180 days, and I just want to say one thing.
What's that?
Thanks.
I know this voyage has been tough on you, but I promise you when we find the fabulous buried treasure, you'll all get a cut.
Captain, look what I found below. A stowaway, a beautiful woman.
When did you find her?
Last week.
I see. A stowaway, eh?
Yes.
You female child for you. Who are you, wench? What are you doing on my boat?
I am a beautiful countess from the kingdom of Slavonia. I am going to America.
Alone?
Yes. My father has promised my hand in marriage to an American. Tell me, who is Gorgeous George?
Ah, you are a lovely thing. Tell me, my dear, how old are you?
16.
16? Whose dream is this? I'm sorry, Connors, but we are not going to America. We're looking for buried treasure.
Buried treasure?
Yes. In the year 1402, millions of dollars in gold was buried on an unknown island by that notorious old pirate, Asa Yolson. Now, if you'll excuse me, Connors, there's work to do. But tonight, when all my men are asleep...
Yes?
Get some rest.
Captain, land ho!
Where ho?
There ho!
Oh ho!
more men, lower the bridge.
Look, Captain Blackjack, there's a big, fierce-looking native coming this way.
I'll talk to him in his own language. Hey, chief, me come to island on big canoe. Me and men want peace. No one fight with your people. Me, Captain Blackjack.
How do you do? Very glad to know you.
He a real native. Where did you learn to speak English, chief?
That's easy. We have radio washed ashore from wrecked ship. We cannibals even have our own radio program.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. Our favorite program is People Are Delicious.
Say, tell me, chief, is there a buried treasure on this island?
Why not?
Any. Let's take our chances. Forward, men. Let's plunge into the dense jungle. Remember, it's dangerous. Forward, single file. Well, here's the place, men. I think it's the place. Let's look on the map the chief forgot to give us.
Oh, shall I start digging, Captain Blackjack?
Not until you get that laugh in there. Now, the directions say, 10 paces from this tree, 2 steps to the left, and pick up large rock.
That's not a rock, and put my head down.
Who are you, knave?
Who wants to canoe?
Blackjack Carson.
Well, you're too late, Blackjack. I got here first. I'm Captain Kidd.
Well, put up your dukes.
Hey, you wouldn't hit a kid, would you?
Why fight about a thing like this? Come on, let's both share the treasure. There's enough for all of us. Come on, men. Reach down to that hole and bring out that chest. Now, pry open the lid. Now to dip my hands into the treasure. What do you know? Peanut butter. Men, don't look at me that way. I didn't know.
You tricked us, Blackjack, and now you'll pay the price.
No, men, no. Leave me alone. No. No. Oh, no. No.
Jack.
Oh.
Jack, wake up.
Huh?
Jack. Come on,
what?
Wake up.
What happened? Who asked?
Well, you got hit in the head and you've been out cold.
Oh. Jeez, what a horrible thing.
Come on, let's go sailing, Jack.
No, Eve, I've got a confession to make to you and to everybody. I'm really scared to death of boats.
But, Jack, you said you were born on a boat in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean.
Well, not exactly. When I was born, my mother was on the boat, but I was so scared I stayed home in bed.
This is National Restaurant Week, a week during which we like to remind you that eating out is fun, so take the family often. Many fine eating places take pride in serving seal test milk, ice cream, and other dairy products. They're America's favorites, the true measure of quality in dairy foods. Again next Thursday at the Seal Test Village Store, starring Jack Carson with Eve Arden. Kraft cottage cheese is made fresh every day. Then it's packed into spotless cartons and hurried to stores in refrigerated trucks. No wonder Kraft cottage cheese tastes so fresh, so good. This program is produced by Robert L. Redd and is written by Larry Gelbart, Jack Douglas, and Sid Dorfman.